Welcome to Talks from the Bible. Recorded in the second chapter of the book of Acts is the first gospel sermon ever preached. The Holy Spirit has come upon the disciples as Jesus had promised. This Spirit would reveal unto them the truth of God. In Acts chapter 2 and throughout the book of Acts, Jesus Christ is preached. Verse 22 of Acts 2, "Ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs, which God did by him in the midst of you, as ye yourselves also know." Hear these words. We need to hear the words of the gospel. We need to hear the preaching of Jesus Christ. Peter says, Jesus came from Nazareth, and he was approved of God. The manner in which God approved him was miracles and wonders and signs. Peter said, "You are aware of these miracles, wonders, and signs which Jesus had performed." And now Jesus Christ is preached by the Apostle Peter unto this great multitude of people who are assembled at the Pentecostal feast in the city of Jerusalem. Christ is preached as the crucified Savior. Acts 2, verse 23. "Him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye have taken and by wicked hands have crucified and slain." Peter accused the multitude that stood before him as those who had crucified and slain the Son of God. They had done this by wicked hands. Jesus had been delivered up by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God. The crucifixion of Jesus Christ was the plan of God for the salvation of the world. Jesus would come into the world and by dying upon the cross of Calvary would become the Savior by which our sins would be remitted or forgiven and through which we would stand in favor with God. The determinate counsel and plan of God was that Jesus would come, that Jesus would die, so that he might become the sacrificial offering for our sins. Jesus had been crucified by the very multitude that stood in the presence of Peter this day. Jesus Christ was proclaimed as Savior. Acts 13, verse 23, the Apostle Paul says, "Of this man's seed hath God, according to his promise, raised unto Israel a Savior, Jesus." The one whom Paul preached, Jesus, was identified as Savior. Jesus Christ had come through the seed of David. This was the promise of God. God had raised up unto the nation of Israel a Savior. God had brought Jesus into the world through the miraculous birth and through his death upon the cross had become the Savior. 1 Timothy 4 and verse 10, "For therefore we both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those that believe." The Apostle Paul states that he suffered labor and he suffered reproach. This suffering came because of their trust in the living God. The living God here is identified as Jesus. Jesus was God in the flesh. Jesus came in the very image and the very nature of God. Jesus came as God into the world. And the Apostle Paul says that he is the Savior of all men, especially of those that believe. Jesus Christ came to save all men, but not all men will be saved. Not all people in the world will be saved because they will not believe on Jesus Christ. We must believe on Jesus as the Savior. We must confess Jesus as the Savior, and we must be united with Jesus as the Savior in baptism. 1 John 4, verse 14, "And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world." Jesus is the one through whom the world can be saved. We are to be saved through Jesus Christ. Jesus, this humble person from Nazareth, came into the world and as identified by those who proclaimed the gospel as the Savior of the world. They were not ashamed of preaching Jesus as the Savior. They were not hesitant to proclaim Jesus as Savior. Proudly and boldly, they preached from place to place, city to city, land to land, nation to nation, Jesus Christ as the Savior of the world. All of gospel preaching must preach Jesus as the Savior. Jesus is preached as the conqueror of death. Acts chapter 2, 24 through 31, whom God hath raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holden of it. For David speaketh concerning him, I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he is on my right hand, that I should not be moved. Therefore did my heart rejoice, and my tongue was glad. Moreover also my flesh shall rest in hope, because thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Thou hast made known to me the ways of life. Thou shalt make me full of joy with thy countenance. Men and brethren, let me freely speak unto you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and his sepulchre is with us unto this day. Therefore, being a prophet, and knowing that God hath sworn with an oath to him, that of the fruit of his loins, according to the flesh, he would raise up Christ to sit on his throne. He, seeing this before, spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither did his flesh see corruption. The Apostle Peter proclaims that Jesus has conquered death in his resurrection from the grave. He quotes from the Old Testament words that should have been familiar to his Jewish audience, the prophecy of David, and how the soul of Christ would not be left in hell, would not be left in the grave, neither would his body see corruption, but rather Jesus would be raised from the dead on the third day. He would come forth as the conqueror of death. Acts chapter 13, verse 37, but he whom God raised again saw no corruption. The body of Christ saw no corruption. The grave had no power over Jesus Christ. As he died upon the cross and was buried in the tomb, so on the third day, according to the promise that God had made, according to the promise that Jesus had made, and according to the preaching of the apostles, Jesus Christ has come forth from the grave. He has conquered death, and that promise is made unto us through him. 2 Timothy 1, verse 10, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. The hope of the Christian, the promise unto the believer, is life and immortality. Jesus Christ has abolished death. He has destroyed the power of death. Even though we will die, put off this fleshly body in death, we have the promise of life and immortality. As Jesus was raised from the dead, so shall we be raised from the dead. As Jesus has conquered death, so we will be resurrected from the grave at the time when Jesus comes again. 1 Corinthians 15, 54, 55. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? This corruptible body will put on incorruption. This mortal flesh will put on immortality. And when that occurs at the coming of Christ and the resurrection of the dead, the saying will be brought to pass, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The victory of death has been destroyed through the resurrection of Jesus Christ and the promise of God unto eternal life for all those that believe. As Peter preached on this day in Jerusalem, he declared Christ as the conqueror of death. He also proclaimed Christ as the Lord on the throne. Acts chapter 2, 33 through 36. Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he hath shed forth this which ye now see and hear. For David is not ascended into the heavens, but he saith himself, The Lord said unto my Lord, Sit thou on my right hand, until I make thine enemies thy footstool. Therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus, whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ. From the cross of Calvary to the right hand of God was the journey that Jesus had made. He was crucified upon the cross, buried in the tomb, raised to glory. He now sits at the right hand of God, having been made the Lord of heaven and earth. 1 Peter 3, verse 22, speaking of Jesus who is gone into heaven and is on the right hand of God, angels and authorities and powers being made subject unto him. God the Father has placed all things, all people, under the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus in his ascension went into heaven and was set down at the right hand of God. He was given full authority, complete dominion over all things. Jesus has been made Lord by God the Father because of his willingness and his obedience to become our Savior. He is our Savior, but he is also the resurrected Lord. Hebrews 1 verse 8, But unto the Son he saith, Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. Unto the Son was given the promise of Almighty God that he would have a throne and a kingdom. Jesus now sits upon that throne. Jesus is at the right hand of God, reigning over his kingdom, the church. Because of our faith and our obedience, we become subject to his authority. We herald him as Lord and Christ. Because of his resurrection and his ascension and the place of authority which he now occupies as he reigns over his kingdom sitting upon the throne. The book of 1 Timothy begins with the declaration of Jesus as King and ends with the declaration of Jesus as King. 1 Timothy 1:17, Now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. Glory and honor is to be given unto Christ, for he is King. He is the King that is eternal, that is immortal, that is invisible, and unto him all honor and all glory belong. 1 Timothy 6:15, which in his times he shall show, who is the blessed and only potentate, the King of kings and Lord of lords. Those who preach the gospel of Jesus Christ proclaim Jesus as Lord. Paul writes to young Timothy, King eternal, the blessed and only potentate, indeed the King of kings and Lord of lords. Jesus Christ is preached. He is preached as the Savior of the world. He is preached as the conqueror of death. He is preached as the Lord on the throne. And as the human ear hears the preaching of Christ, so we are to believe with our heart, confess with our mouth, so that we may be saved from our sins. We must believe Jesus to be the Savior. We must confess Jesus as Lord, and we must put him on, become united with him in his death, burial, and resurrection by our baptism in water. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.